Dave, let's spend a minute here to talk about the history. I had mentioned in the 90s, we didn't have energy audits. Mm-hmm. How did they come about? Well, what's the history behind the development of the energy audit?
Yeah,
and the industry as a whole?
I think in the 70s, they were big into weatherization. And so the government sponsored weatherization programs to help low-income homeowners save on their energy bills. And I'm pretty sure it spawned from that, doing blower door tests and actually measuring before improvements, doing improvements, and then after to have some accountability and make sure that the measures were done correctly. And then from the weatherization industry, I think it went into the private sector, into more existing homes, and also into new construction, making sure new builds were doing it right. And that kind of went into the updated energy codes too.
And it was sometime between 04 and 06, you know, just a shadow over a decade, that we started to see the first energy audit companies on the market.
Yeah, yeah. And we started in 2009. And, you know, the more and more companies are coming online, it's a lot from existing HVAC contractors or insulation contractors that are realizing the benefits of making the home right, and actually expanding their service to offer better service to homeowners.
And when it hit, the utility companies kind of subsidized the cost of it, you know, to invest in the equipment required to do and time to do an energy audit. You know, that companies found out pretty quick $100 energy audit wasn't a long-term sustainable business. So a lot of guys started an energy audit, and then they decided they would become insulation contractors and radiant barrier salesmen and all these things. So you ran into the case where an energy audit that was designed to help you identify your energy hogs, some people in the industry were taking advantage of that, and they would script their energy audits to show that the products they sold happened to be the ones they needed to invest in.
Yeah, that's the kind of the dark
side of it.
Yeah. So in the home performance, recommendations shouldn't be geared to a specific product. You know, duct sealing doesn't involve a specific product, or insulation. It's kind of grouped all trades together to make the home more efficient. And if we're going after a specific product, or a specific product is being pushed hard, it should be a red flag.
And it's because an energy audit is still only $99, unless you call today and schedule one with Dave Burns, and then it's now $49 because he's going to leave you a $50 Visa card. If you've got red flags, you're not out of pocket very much, only $100 to just have a second opinion. Mm-hmm. Get someone else out there. Get that second opinion, because I guarantee you that second opinion for $100 is a whole lot cheaper than what they're trying to sell you on your home for your upgrades of energy efficiency.
Yeah, like you were talking about before, just getting the information, knowing what's right to do is going to be cheaper in the long run than kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and doing something you're not sure is going to work, and finding out later that it didn't fix the hot room or the bills didn't go down to what they said they would.
Mm-hmm. Because really at that point, the homeowner doesn't have any recourse. They can call the company back, and you know, if they want to just say, oh, too bad, there really isn't a lot of legal recourse unless we found something in the company that they've operated illegally.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why the audit is so good, to shed light on all these things, give the homeowner information to make good decisions, and then they can implement those at their leisure down the road. And that's what I really like about the industry and doing the test-ins and test-outs, is that there's accountability. And we prove, you know, a home needs these things or doesn't need these things.
Again, the number to contact Green ID, 602-269-1650. A lot of people aren't thinking right now about energy audits. It's almost November.
Mm-hmm.
It's cooler outside. We're not spending a lot on our energy bills. This is the best time, though, to get it done, because once you have your energy audit, you can now be prepared for next summer. This gives you a couple months to save. This gives you to plan if you want to use a tax return to invest on these energy audits. You're not now behind the eight ball going into summer of 17. You're ahead of it, and you'll see those savings once we start hitting April and May and June when those bills start.
Yep, climbing up.
Clicking up.
Yeah. And certainly our auditors and our install crew appreciate doing the work now in the winter compared to in the middle of the
summer. Crawling around the attic in the summer, sure.
Yeah, and we could spend a little more time in the attic too.
If you've enjoyed the program or had something particularly uplifting that happened to you this week, take Rosie's advice and pay it forward. Join us here next Saturday, 7 to 11. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.